This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Setting intentions consciously has completely changed my life. And for that reason, I decided to record a podcast episode for you in which I will tell you how you can start setting powerful intentions to create your life and your business consciously on your own terms. Oprah Winfrey says this: intention rules all outcome. And that's a huge statement. She basically says whatever outcomes you've created in your life, they all root back to the intentions that you've set. And a lot of us are not even aware of our intentions. We're not even fully conscious of the intentions and the energy behind the intentions. But knowing that intention creates all outcome, it's a very good idea to start becoming much more conscious about your intentions. Think about it. All manifestations, everything you've created in your life started with an intention. The business you have now, it all started with the intention to start a business because you wanted more freedom, because you had the intention to create more impact or to live your purpose, whatever it was. But all the other aspects in your life also started with an intention. And so what's quite a fun exercise to do is to look back at the last couple of weeks or the last month in your business, for example, and ask yourself, what's happened? What outcomes have I created? And can I see the relation to the intentions that I have set? It was a while ago when I was talking to an entrepreneur, and she told me that she wasn't happy with the results that she had created in the last months for herself in her business. And I asked her, but what were your intentions in the last couple of months? And it clicked for her in that moment because she realized that all the intentions she had said had manifested. All the intentions she'd had, they'd realized. She just didn't set any intentions when it came to business growth. So it was a huge light bulb moment for her to realize that she had the power in her own hand. That can be a very interesting thing to do for yourself. Ask yourself, what have I created in the last month? And what were my intentions? Can I see the relation there? And maybe you come to the conclusion that the intentions that you've set haven't fully manifested. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because your intentions might not have been set from the right energy, or they might not have been powerful enough. And so that is the reason why I want to teach you today how to set powerful intentions. The first thing you need in order to set a powerful intention is clarity, right? You need to have it very clear what it is that you want to create. Always start there. What is it specifically that you want to create in the next month? maybe in the last, you've been wanting to sell a certain program, but you were never really clear who you wanted to attract for that program. So there was lacking clarity in your intention. And an intention cannot be powerful if it's not clear. It's like saying to the universe, okay, you know, just give me whatever, something like this. You want to be very clear on what it is that you want. So that's step number one. Become very crystal clear about what it is that you want. And don't be shy here, right? Be unapologetic here. It's okay to want things. It's okay to desire things. I talked about this in the last podcast as well, where I talked about there is a lot of shame and guilt about wanting certain things for yourself. Let that go. Let the intention be authentic and from true desire. An intention that comes from a deep desire is actually very powerful, and it's okay to set that intention. Ask yourself, what is a true and deep desire that I have, and create an intention for that. And you can start with, it is my intention to. Now, another thing that can sabotage the power of your intention is when you have contradicting intentions. So let me give you an example. Let's say that on one hand, you want to organize a big life event over the next few months. But on the other hand, you feel like you want to rest. You want to create time and space for yourself to relax and rest. Those are contradicting intentions. You probably can't have both unless you have somebody organize the whole event for you, right? But let's assume that's not the case. You can't have both. The stronger intention will probably be the one that manifests. But if you find yourself having contradicting intentions, and it's always good to check with yourself if you have contradicting intentions, right? So simply ask yourself, what is my intention? And then ask yourself, are there any intentions that are contradicting? Because those will, you know, those will sabotage the power of your intentions. If you find yourself having contradicting intentions, ask yourself, what's the energy behind your intention? Is it the energy of fear or scarcity, or is it the energy of love and abundance and trust? Now, since the intention rules the outcome, you want your intentions to be rooted in abundance, love, and trust, and not so much in fear and scarcity. That's another way to sabotage the power of your intentions. So be conscious of the way in which you set intentions. It's the intention to be able to pay my bills this month. You can already feel that's a fearful intention because you're scared that you won't be able to. So you want to reframe that intention into an intention that gives you immediate power, that you feel empowered by. It's an intention to create an abundance of money this month, which will give me the feeling of financial freedom, for example. Instead of setting the intention of, I don't want to fight with my partner this week, right? You can immediately feel the fear in that intention. Set the intention is, I want to experience love in my relationship, for example. You want to set your intentions from a place of love, abundance, trust. Those are the most powerful intentions. So I need more clients. I have to hit my revenue goal. I want to prove myself. All of those intentions, they don't have a lot of power because they're set from a place of fear. And you can easily feel that. That's how you know. You can feel the fear in the intention. So a clear intention is an intention that is set from your soul, not from your ego. It's an intention that's clear and doesn't have any other contradictory intentions sabotaging its power. Now, you can set intentions whenever you want. It doesn't have to be in the morning or on a Monday or on the beginning of the month. You can do it whenever you feel like it. That's the fun of it. I just open a Word doc. I start with the words, it is my intention, and I will write down whatever my desire is, even if it's completely out of my control or I have no idea how it's going to be done. I will just write it down and I will check with myself. Is it clear? Do I have any contradictory intentions? Is this intention based on love, abundance, and trust? Or is there any fear in it? And what I also do when I write the intention, and this is one of the most powerful things, I think, is that when I wrote it down, for me, it is done. I feel like I wrote it down. I can let it go now. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I've set the intention and it's done. And if you wanna go one step further, what you can do is start aligning your thoughts and your actions with this intention. That's when you give it even more power. Because if your intention is to serve 3 new clients this month, but your thoughts keep thinking, you can't do that, you don't have time for that, you're not good enough, then that's contradicting the intention. Your thoughts are not in line with the intention, and that's what will slow down the process. So if you want to take it a step further, recognize those thoughts and shift those thoughts and go back to your intention. This is my intention. I got this. I know that I can do it. All right. I hope this was an inspiring episode for you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until the next one, ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.